The Cat Lake area will soon be filled with the BRAAAAAP echo of hundreds of dirt bike riders. For the first time since 2016, the Squamish Dirt Bike Association, SDBA, will be hosting the Cat Scratch Hare Scramble. The weekend event rolls through Cat Lake trails on September 16 and 17. The Pacific Northwest Motorcycle Association, PNWMA, series will feature C and D class riders on Saturday and A and B class on Sunday. The racing starts both days at 11 a.m. C and D classes on Saturday are for beginner women and kids, featuring smaller and easier loops, says Carla Ray Carey, director with the SDBA and who is on the board of the PNWMA. "We're pretty excited," said Carey of the return of the two-day event. "Last year, Squamish only did a kids' race because we weren't sure if we were prepped and ready for a big race. And now this year, we're going to host the first big race back since 2016. She said they are expecting a few hundred riders to turn up over the 2 days. "The public is invited to come out and watch. Saturday will be at the foundation staging area, to the right when going up the start of the dirt road to Cat Lake, just after the wooden bridge, so folks can come watch the action there. If spectators have an e-bike, that might be best to get to areas with the most action further up the course on Sunday," she added. "It's gonna be a really fun weekend," Carey said. The general public should also be aware of the many riders that will be at the popular recreation site. "It will be a dirt biker's haven, so folks who usually go up to camp or swim at the lake may want to choose another weekend. The road will be busy," Carey said, adding that there will be folks stationed at road crossings to keep everyone safe. "There will also be more traffic coming and going from Cat Lake on Highway 99 over the weekend," Carey cautioned, adding that a Miller Capilano Highway Services crew is going to come out to help with vehicles leaving after the races on Sunday, to get them safely back into the flow of traffic, especially heading south. "There will be tons of traffic going in and out of there," Carey stressed. For more information, go to the SDBA website or Facebook page. Bookmark SquamishChief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.